Innocent Blood by P.D. James. This book is read by Penelope Della Porta. Book 1. Proof of Identity. Chapter 1. The social worker was older than she had expected. Perhaps the nameless official who arranged these matters thought that greying hair and menopausal plumpness might induce confidence in the adopted adults who came for their compulsory counselling. After all, they must be in need of reassurance of some kind, these displaced persons whose umbilical cord was a court order. Or why had they troubled to travel this bureaucratic road to identity? The social worker smiled her encouraging professional smile. She said, holding out her hand, "My name is Naomi Henderson, and you're Miss Philippa Rose Palfrey. I'm afraid I have to begin by asking you for some proof of identity." Philippa nearly replied, "Philippa Rose Palfrey is what I'm called. I'm here to find out who I am," but checked herself in time, sensing that such an affectation would be an unpropitious beginning to the interview. They both knew why she was here, and she wanted the session to be a success, wanted it to go her way, without being precisely clear what way that was. She unclipped the fastening of her leather shoulder bag and handed over in silence her passport and the newly acquired driving license. The attempt at reassuring informality extended to the furnishing of the room. There was an official-looking desk, but Miss Henderson had moved from behind it as soon as Philippa was announced, and had motioned her to one of the two vinyl-covered armchairs on each side of a low table. There were even flowers on the table, in a small blue bowl lettered, "A Present from Polpero." It held a mixed bunch of roses. These weren't the scentless, thornless buds of the florist window.